Interview is brought to you by the Council for the Built Environment. Now, the Council for the Built Environment are a statutory body that are established under the Council for the Built Environment Act. They coordinate in architecture, landscape architects, engineering, property valuation, project and construction management, and quantity surveying. Joining us on the line today is Dr. Sitsabo Dlamini, who is the chairperson of the council. Dr. Dlamini, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy, and good morning to your listeners.
Sure, it's a pleasure to have you on. Let's talk a little bit about the CBE and what it is exactly that you do.
Yeah, basically the CBE, we derive our mandate from the broader mandate of the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, which is to determine accommodation requirements for the state and the rendering of built environment services. So as an entity of the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, at the core of our mandate is to promote and protect the interests of the public through the provision of safe, habitable and sustainable built environment facilities.
Mm.
Yes, Kate.
Who do you specifically cater for within the built environment?
Okay, as you have indicated, the CBE is an overarching body for the six councils. So our strategic focus is the steering of the work of the six built environment councils and other strategic partners around the National Infrastructure Development Program that seeks to stimulate robust economic growth and job creation whilst providing the structures that add to the productivity and the creation of a better life for all our citizens.
Sure. And, you know, like all industries, of course, the built environment has been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, absolutely, Kathy. And this is a global situation now. It's not just South Africa. And the social and economic challenges stem from the COVID-19 pandemic, they are now becoming clear. And they have actually, in the context of South Africa, they have accentuated the perpetual decline in growth that the built environment sector has been experiencing over the past decade. Before COVID-19 hit our shores, like, for instance, early this year, a number of communities in South Africa were already in distress. In a majority of municipalities, for instance, most citizens were facing significant challenges of poverty, inequality, spatial separation of residential areas from economic opportunities, and informal settlements that lack basic infrastructure to sustain human life. So these conditions have worsened in our assessment as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm. And in terms of some of the strategies then that you're putting in place to deal with this, what are those?
Yeah, look, Kathy, growth theory offers contradictory projections of whether an influenza pandemic and the accompanying obstructive shock to the population and the labor force should increase or decrease the rate of growth of output per capita over the medium or long run. While a significant obstructive shock to the population and the labor force is imminent post the COVID-19 pandemic, there is also a compelling argument to believe that such shocks will impact negatively on economic growth in the long run. And the limitations in terms of data that we currently have, they make it difficult to estimate the full in terms of the impact of the pandemic on the overall built environment sector. Kathy?
How significant a role are you going to be playing, especially in the move to use infrastructure as a key sector when it comes to trying to revive the country's economy?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question, Kathy. Now, look, guided by the individual mandates of the six councils for the built environment professions that CBE is an overarching body of. We have, over the period of the pandemic, been playing a significant role through advising our Minister Patricia de Lille and the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure at large on how best to promote and maintain a sustainable built environment under the circumstances. So the different councils, they have been providing their various expertise as vital planning tools for the containment of the virus, number one, while also providing functional alternatives in terms of things like dignified accommodation options for various vulnerable groups, such as the homeless and shack dwellers. The provision of quarantine sites, the provision of safe mobile testing units, and so on and so forth. And in doing all this, the overriding principle has been that issues of public health and safety cannot be overlooked for expediency.
Dr. Sitsabo Dlamini is the chairperson of the Council for the Built Environment. Let me thank you so much for your time on the Talking Point today. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm back with more of your voice notes. And remember, at 10:30, we talk.